It's 70 degrees in Nashville. Right now, it is cloudy. We expect a high in the mid-80s tonight. We could have some severe weather as showers and thunderstorms roll through Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Legally, the Tennessee General Assembly cannot pass laws that specifically target a single city like Nashville. However, it can still influence city government by creating boards or commissions and controlling who serves. Just before adjourning last week, lawmakers did exactly that, passing a law that directs funding to development projects and creates a new board to oversee spending of Nashville's surplus tourism dollars. The legislation drew a mixed response from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
It's one of those things where we had elements of financial analysis that allowed us to support some pieces of it. We're very excited to have certainty, for instance, about infrastructure funding on the East Bank. I think far less excited about some makeup of a new sort of board to look at some of that spending in downtown.
New legislation heads next to the governor for his approval. The trial over a challenge to Tennessee's near-total abortion ban was set to begin today. Instead, it's delayed indefinitely. The state made a last-minute appeal to a higher court last week based on a new law passed during the legislative session. A spokesperson for the Attorney General's office tells the Tennessee Lookout there was nothing unusual about the appeal. Plaintiffs say they feel the delay is an effort to silence them. An attorney for the plaintiff says they'll do whatever it takes to share their stories at trial. This is Nashville's local news and NPR.